With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Hopes are high for more education funding from part of the state's $1 billion anticipated surplus. And one of the unions that represents teachers, known as the National Education Association, is weighing in. Executive Director Charles Boyer spoke with New Mexico Close Up several months ago, and he correctly predicted the state would lose a lawsuit to make excellent education available to all students. He said the amount of funding must fit the need.
If that takes 43% of the budget or if it takes 70% of the budget, we should be looking at how we fund that need. And I think the sufficiency lawsuit is looking at exactly that. I don't think it's talking about that we need to take half the general fund. We need to say, here's the need in schools and we need to fund it. When our state funding formula was first created back in the 70s, it was really created as an empirical way to fund need. Basically, we said that the basic unit of funding was what it takes to educate a sixth grader. And then everybody else has some portion of that. And we really had an empirically determined cost of sufficient education. And we were the first state really to do this. We don't fund based on the number of kids. We fund based on the need in our classrooms. And that's why our funding formula is still a model for the rest of the country. But it needs to be tweaked now.
Boyer suggested reorganizing the Children's Cabinet that brought Human Services and Children's Agencies together with the Public Education Department to collaborate.
And I think that's a way to once again begin to prioritize children's needs, to say we got to put everybody in state government who has anything to do with children together, and then we have to prioritize resources and we have to prioritize how we pass laws that influence that work.
The NEA union endorsed Michelle Lujan Grisham for governor because, Boyer said, she has pledged to make education a top priority. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.